kissing up with an old friend. Smoke a little weed on the couch in the back room. Hide away. I don't have any reasons.
Yes, it was easy living day by day. Yeah, yeah. Out of touch with the rhythm, rhythm and blues.
All right, that's not us anymore. It's WMFO in Medford, and you're listening to
Dad Heart Radio.
That's the radio show.
Is that the name of the show?
That's officially the name.
Yeah, we gotta stop that. But
it's not great.
Last semester, we'll change the name.
It's Friday, and we're feeling good. Beautiful day.
It's a nice day outside.
Recent events are not good. We are going to preface the show with that, and we're going to just move right along with heavy faith in the federal system, hoping that, Massachusetts is a good state.
Yeah. We'll be reflecting our general dismay at the situation over the course of the show.
We're going to be... we don't know. Moving right along. It is a nice day. Billy Joel's got us in a New York state of mind.
Hey, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel isn't the best. Zach, you got to speak up.
Sorry. I didn't want any of my New York friends to hear me say that I hate Billy Joel.
I still think that you're just... whatever. Let's start things off today with a traffic report. Just get things moving. This show needs to be more about the information. More about... you know, what can we do for the listener?
All right.
We don't know.
I don't know the answer to that, but.
But it's there are cars, and you know, all we can do is just hope that they, you know, get through this intersection.
There are actually no cars at the intersection. There's no one at the intersection. In fact, the glass.
I just heard a car.
Well, there's one. The glass is half empty. Excuse me. Half full. The gates are open. The doors are down. The people are walking. We can only imagine what that means for today. As we continue to move forward on today, November 11th, 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take it to a song.
Second to the song. Also, happy Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans.
Yes.
Moving along.
Here we go.
Tells me always that he's gonna mess me up. Steal all my children if I don't pay the ransom.
That was A Wolf at the Door from Radiohead's 2003 Hail to the Thief. There was no ambiguity about it then, and there's no ambiguity about it now.
You're ambiguous, you big jerk.
Yeah, I'm not being direct.
I'm still thinking about that pizza that we ordered last night. We got a pizza with eggplant, like fried eggplant on it, and it was pretty good.
It was vegetables,
like, not bad.
It was a pretty good pizza for Massachusetts pizza.
Oh.
Of course, it was not, in the general sense or the global sense, a good pizza.
Woo-wee!
Woohoo!
In other news this week, went to Trader Joe's. Bought a lot of frozen Indian dinners, so that's been a huge boon for me this week.
I also went to Trader Joe's. I drove Charlie to Trader Joe's.
Whatever.
I bought some of those. I bought chimichurri rice, which, by the way, really good. Just cut open the bag and throw it in a skillet. I put it in with some Brussels sprouts, an egg.
This is the most boring thing.
A lot of greens, and it was a really good meal last night. So, and there was more than one serving of it too. So, it was great.
What the heck has happened to this show? We used to be about new music, talk, an eclectic mix of music, talk, comedy, and fun, and this is none of the above.
No, none of those. Though before we were an eclectic mix of music, whatever, blah, trash, and funk. I was not here. We were a karaoke show.
We used to be a karaoke show, but, you know, we've expanded from our original narrow roots, and things have been looking up ever since.
So we're still above where it could have been.
That's true. If we were still doing a karaoke show, there would have been a serious issue. Anyways, we should get Ronan on the show before we graduate.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we'll bring him back.
Do it. We could do a little karaoke.
Yeah, just a few.
We would sing live on air. That was pretty good, actually. Honestly, for like bang for buck. Like if you're listening in, you know, I might as well hear some live performance.
You got more listeners than I think you really ever did. So.
Yeah, we're down. Listenership is way down. If you look at Spinatron, we got 8 listeners. And why don't we try and keep those listeners by playing some more music?
Yeah, we'll play some more.
This chatter is no good.
Alrighty. Here we go.
It's only 4 degrees. 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 I wanna see this world. I wanna see it boil. I wanna see this world.
I wanna ban them, I wanna ban them. I wanna burn the sky, I wanna burn the breeze. I wanna see the animals die in the trees. I wanna bend them.
How many, what's your favorite number of degrees, Zach?
I could go with like 0.1.
I was thinking 720. Do a double flip. I do all the tricks the cool blader kids do.
Oh boy. Yeah. We're back. This is us. Here we are.
This is live. So last week's hit single, this compiler is going to get stuck on by DJ GCC and Lack Yarn, has been off to rave reviews.
Yeah, so it's definitely been an underground hit because SoundCloud will not take it.
We're not going to let the lamestream media take our song.
It's unfortunate, but true.
What are you looking at over there?
Sorry. Yeah, no, my mic is like on a weird angle. However, we do have to change the byline.
For what?
For DJ GCC.
What's the byline? What do you mean?
So it turns out that on all Macs, GCC is actually a symlink to Clang.
We're so, using Clang right now?
So those were not GCC's words.
So you're telling me that you compiled that with Clang?
I did. So I
Clang or Clang plus plus?
Clang. So I typed GCC, but if you do that on a Mac, then it's Clang. Unless you.
This is GCC. One of the worst things that's ever happened to
this
me.
This is not good.
What?
We don't even know what GCC would say about this. We can find out.
Can you? Yeah, just copy it to the Tough server.
Yeah. And we can...
We'll get back to you, but GCC needs to have his name there. The GCC project will not die. I'm not that passionate about it, but it is... It does... DJ Clang just doesn't have the same ring as DJ GCC.
Yeah, it's not as good, I'll say.
I just realized why it's called Clang.
Like C language?
Is that C-Lang.
Yeah.
So you learn something every day. And I, you know, that's all you can ask for. I recently ate a packet of salt. It was quite salty. Paper and all, on a dare, really. It was good. I mean, it was kind of salty.
Wow, this is profound.
Zach's going to play some more music for us while we think about GCC.
We're
reeling over here with the news.
All right, let's do it. Afraid of the way that I live my life. I'm afraid of the way I don't. I'm afraid of the things that I wanna do, but I won't. I'm afraid of God. I'm afraid to believe, and I'm afraid of all the loved ones that I've made leave.
I'm afraid that my dog doesn't love me anymore. I'm afraid.
So it's time for a public service announcement, and this is a classic. I think it's a good one. I don't actually know if I've read the specific one, so this is good.
So not a classic.
Well, but it's a twist on a classic, okay? There are classics, and then there are you remix the class. I'm so mad. Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If you like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. You think you've heard that before? You think you heard that before? That's not. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. That's very good. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the OUD Council, and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Talk to your kid about this program. It's going to help them to think critically.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, see, fold in. I think that was my favorite part, was when we folded in the shapes. Because you're doing laundry, you're already folding, and now we fold in a lesson.
Oh, I get it now.
It's a bit of literary flair.
This is unbelievable, really.
So recently I've started doing guided breathing on my watch. It helps me calm down.
You don't need that.
What?
Calm down. You're so calm.
What's your resting heart rate, Zach?
I don't know.
You got to get in touch with your body's natural beats per minute, my friend.
120. Allegro.
Not bad. All right, Zach, what's your favorite thing that happened this week? Let's keep it positive.
My favorite thing that happened this week. You know, you're going to have to come back to me on that one.
Yikes.
we'll talk after, I think, after another song.
Sounds good. Yeah. Why don't you think on it? And I'll think on it. And we're trying to just keep it, you know, a little bit positive here in dark times.
But. Here we go.
I'm floating in a black balloon. OD on Easter afternoon. My mama told me, baby, stay clean, there's no in between. But all you ladies and you gentlemen, between's all you've ever seen or been. Fit poorly in a range of sight, dollared up in virgin white. Yeah.
Today we write an obituary for sked.py, the greatest randomized scheduling program ever written.
Oh no, what happened?
Today we realize that it is indeed not the best strategy to proverbially throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
So
there are better ways. The human brain can deal with such constrained maximization problems with remarkable ease if given the right tools.
Over the random solution?
I think so.
I mean, I think anyone could have told you that.
But
it's like when you learn about optimization problems in like Calc 1, and they're like, so it turns out the most efficient way to actually solve this is just to use a random number generator until you get it right.
That's it's strange that they teach you that then, and it turns out that that's not true.
And yeah, they're like, everything you learned in high school about that whole derivative thing,
forget about derivatives, forget about gradients.
All you have to know is just
guess and check,
import
baby.
Random. random.rand. And you'll be fine.
You know, it was a beautiful goal that such a stupid program would do such a useful thing. But at the end of the day, it failed.
So what is the reason that this was scrapped today?
Today, it just, you know, well, we got a new schedule coming up, so yeah. I'm going to rewrite it all.
For those of you who are unfamiliar with sked,
sked.py is what some would call overkill for such a small task. and it has impressed no one. And it's helped few people and has led to suboptimal solutions for about 6 months now.
So Sked is a program that Charlie uses to schedule TAs. And it takes what should be a fairly simple problem, scheduling about 16 people for work.
Yeah.
You know, something that most...
people have been doing since the beginning of time.
Managers have really been doing forever in a fairly trivial amount of time. And it assigns a random solution to the problem.
Random solution is no solution at all.
And so, of course, this doesn't lead to good results.
It's unsurprising. There will be continued development on the scheduling front. We'll keep you posted.
Look out for Sked 2.
Sked2.py 2 will be great. We'll write it in Python 3. Moving right along, Zach, what's the best thing that happened to you this week?
I made a really nice trip to Dunkin' Donuts at 10 a.m. on Friday.
Last week?
This week. And it was great.
It's going to be pretty good.
Also, we had Wednesday.
Dunkin' Donuts on Wednesday wasn't too bad.
That was all right. No, it wasn't all right. I mean, it was the Dunkin' Donuts part of Wednesday was really good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. I should do a lot of algebra. Moving right along, let's play some more music.
Yeah.
Zach's got a tune queued up.
I do.
Give us a thought about this.
About what?
About the tune.
Oh, I think we're keeping with the theme of the music we've been playing today with this tune. Yeah, I'm not going to say much more about this. This one really speaks for itself, so and not my place to say anything about it.
That's fine.
It's not like I'm feeling much different than a woman my age years ago. Liberate is what you want to call it. How about I'm fairly choked? I know some just see my body, and every girl I know at some point stopped eating. I'm not a man hater, I enjoy them like cake. But in my position, I'm the slut. I'm For us, it's just a stamp to the head. For them, another notch in the bed. It's like I'm wearing red. And if I am, you feel you the right to touch me. Cause I asked for it in my little mini skirt. Think you can have it? My little mini skirt. Is mine or mine? My little mini skirt. Think you can have it? My little mini skirt. Is mine or mine?
In honor of the end of an era with regards to random solutions, I'm going to read a randomly generated poem here. Zach, can I have a bit of some light ambiance?
Yeah, hold on. You didn't warn me about this.
Sorry. Can you find some random ambiance?
I can't find any random ambiance, but we'll get a little bit of music
Rats.
Going. Alright.
Nothing too editorial. Sinful and Wanting Within the Towers by PoetryGenerator.com. All damp behind the spirits, I stretch desirous idiots above the light be transparent. The twilight has come. I'll hop beneath the towers. We invoke electric diamonds beyond the towers. Heavy! The lust is over. Sinful and wanting within the towers. You dispel cold illusions beyond the light. Way cool! The inspiration is going unsure alive where the light comes from. Empty hands in whose arms the lover seek the road back, trying to remember. That's it.
Well, now I know how your employees feel.
Hey, I don't have employees.
What do you mean I'm working at 3:30 a.m. on Sunday? No one is gonna be there.
Ridiculous. All right. Kind of sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
No school today, though. That's kind of good.
Yeah. I mean,
Zach, do you have office hours today?
I canceled them.
Dang it.
Yes. Oh, so I should probably make the announcement official. Zach's office hours are canceled today. As you know, today is a federal holiday, and there are no classes, so I will not be holding office hours. If you need help with your atomic spectra lab report, you can email me. We'll set up a time. Hopefully, for sometime on Sunday or Tuesday. I will not be around on Monday. And we'll see you again on Wednesday.
What's going on Monday?
I'm just like busy on Monday. I have a Linalge exam. And then I just have class all day. So
I understand. Patriots play the Seahawks on Sunday night. That's interesting. And this ends the spoken hour. And now we're going to return to recorded music.
Well put. Well said.
Hey.
Yeah, here. Let's do it. I changed my mind about the song I wanted to play at the last second, but we got it now.
I gotcha. Excellent.
So let that just be a reminder that I'm really bad at knowing the names of songs.
I don't even know the name of... what day of the week is it? Don't say something other than Friday.
I'm just going to say Drum Day.
Drum Day. Happy Drum Day. Hello. Happy Drum Day.
Happy Drumstick Day.
Like I'd ever eat a drumstick. You fool.
Yes. Meat is murder.
Meat is murder.
And the turkey you fancifully fry, slice, I don't know.
It's murder.
It's murder.
Moving on.
We're in the last couple minutes of the show before we put on our goodbye song. And,
If you've been really yearning to call in, it's a bit too late, but you could have.
Yeah, but there's always next time.
There's always next time. If you're listening and you're, call us at like 9:15 next week, 855-915-9636.
And of course, you can always email us while we're on the air, and we'll happily read your comments, your emails.
Tweet at me at Drum Day Friday.
I love drumday.com.
What is the deal with that? It doesn't make any sense.
What, Drum Day?
It's not even a... Where did that come from?
Because you said what day it is, so I wasn't going to like say a real day. Got to make up days.
That's fine.
There's always new days. So we've got... Emma is in the studio. She's getting ready for her big show.
She's got a great show planned. She's been hyping it up all week.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's going to be insanity in here. It's going to be... The light show already is... We can't even see in here. It's blinding. The strobing.
And
the excitement is palpable in here.
It's going to be so crazy that you guys won't be able to see it either. But yeah, there's been a ton of hype about this show on Facebook, Twitter. If you've been following at Drum Day.
Tickets have been expensive.
Yeah. Everything in here is going to be set to Wumbo and ready to go.
I got my tickets for $1,500. All right. Anyways.
So we'll close it off with one last song. So
let's do it.
Let's do that.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
Have a good week, America.
We are here to save your life. The fool, the drunk, the child and his wife. We won't let the sun go down. We're gonna chase the demons out of town. Sing it when you feel alone. The megaphone, sing it to the ones you love and the ones you'd like to be rid of.
streets with all we had, a tape recording of the sound of the velvet underground, a K-way jacket torn to shreds, and a dream inside our heads. And after changing everything, they couldn't tell we couldn't sing. After changing everything, they couldn't tell we couldn't sing. They couldn't tell we couldn't sing. I don't wanna think about it, I don't wanna take off my sunglasses.